علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of the Charter of Islamic Covenants based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are observing the third sermon. And here is where Imam Ali alayhi salam discusses some very painful matters that the moment he takes over the government, unfortunately, groups of people began to sprout who stood against Imam Ali alayhi salam. Imam Ali alayhi salam talks about these groups. He says, in fact, there were three groups. The first group was Nakathat Ta'ifatun. One group of people were those who broke their promises. The other group was وَمَرَقَتْ أُخْرَى. The other group, it left the religion swiftly. Apparently they were religious, but in reality they weren't. They stood up against their imam. They stood up against the imam of the time and they fought against him. And there was also a third group. And that group was وَقَسَطَ آخَرُونَ. Another group of people were those oppressive people, the oppressors. So the first group was those who broke their promises. The second one, those who left the religion. And the third one were the oppressive people. وَقَسَطَ آخَرُونَ. And this is something that Imam Ali alayhi salam is trying to elucidate and explain in this sermon. And inshallah, if we get the opportunity in the coming segments, we shall talk about this group.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, welcome back to the program called The Gate of Knowledge. We are talking about the third group of people that fought against Imam Ali alayhi salam, which was the Qasitun, the oppressive and unjust people. The second group that we talked about was the Khawarij, who are self-righteous, holier-than-thou people who lacked thinking and insight, and who lacked the ability of analysis. This third group of people, in fact, the third one, which are the Qasitin, were smart people, were people who wanted to use their minds and their abilities to be able to achieve the world and to steal the world as much as possible. They were those oppressive people. These are those whose basis was oppression. These are those people who, when they would consider their class in the society and their special, you can say, position and their special, you can say, their economic status and their wealth and all of that, they were not ready to submit to Imam Ali alayhi salam. This is not like the first group. The first group, they broke their promise, basically. And they kind of still wanted to maintain religiosity. They were confused. But this third group of people were actually irreligious, and they were inherently and essentially oppressive people who believed in inequality, and they believed in an unjust form of governance. They could not compromise and reconcile not only with Imam Ali alayhi salam, but also with the Quran itself and religion. These are those same people whose forefathers were the ones that fought against the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who fought against Islam, who fought against the prayers and salah. But today we see that these same people, the people with this type of mindset, this disbelieving mindset, are now coming and raising the flag of Islam. Of course, this we are talking about the Muawiyah and their followers and Amr al-As and all of these people. These are this group of people that actually were not true believers. In fact, they lacked belief, essentially. They were people who raised the flag of Islam just because they wanted to use Islam to achieve their unjust and evil objectives. This was their aim. They were the harbingers, the forerunners of disbelief and oppression. They were not people whose hearts would pain for Islam or Iman, but they were their hearts pained for this world and what was in it.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. We discussed about these three groups of people that fought against Imam Ali alayhi salam, and they opposed his governance. And to tell you the truth, these are those three groups of people that would fight against, that would sprout out, up against any true and real movement. The first group are those people who loved who had true belief, who loved, this religion, this movement. But because now they have a status and they have a position, they don't want to leave this pedestal that they have been, that they are on. And therefore, they go against the true movement. And they try to bring another movement. And unfortunately, these are those people who are happy with what they did in the past, and they are not ready to adhere to the truth after that in its full and complete manner. This is the first group. Another group that every time people will face in a true movement, if they bring about a true movement, they will face this group, are those people who are, as I said, self-righteous, weak-minded, and hard-brained, who do not think in a proper manner. And these are those that become the greatest obstacle in the path of correctness, because they lack intellectual integrity, and therefore they can be fooled easily. And the third group are those who are the true opposers, the actual shrewd politicians who are against you in essence and in belief and in ideology, but they act as if they are in your path, and they come to you, and therefore they create very big problems. And all the prophets and all the great people faced these types of people against them. So alhamdulillah, this is something that Imam Ali alayhi salam explains in a beautiful manner in just a few words. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه